Lesson 7C. Exercises 8 and 9. 1.
I was in town last week looking for a present for my friend Amy. I looked in loads of shops, but I couldn't find anything. Finally, I went into a clothes store. It's not a good idea to buy clothes for people unless you know them really well, but I found a nice scarf. Amy is quite fussy, but hopefully she'll like it. I'll keep the receipt in case she wants to take it back. Anyway, I was about to pay for it when I dropped some coins on the floor. And as I picked them up, I noticed a £10 note on the floor. I handed it to the shop assistant, and she said she'd keep it in case anyone came back for it.
2.
I'm always short of money. I don't get much pocket money and I seem to spend it as fast as I get it. I don't think I waste money on things I don't need. In fact, I prefer to spend money on other people, like my family and friends. Anyway, I ran out of money last week and I really need some for a cinema ticket. My friend Sam offered to lend me some money, but I already owe him money, so I asked my sister Leah. She said she was short of money herself, so she said no. I guess I'll have to borrow from Sam again.
3.
I bought a baseball cap yesterday, but as I was leaving the checkout, I noticed that the shop assistant had overcharged me. I was paying by card and I didn't check the amount before I entered my PIN. Anyway, I'm sure the price ticket on the shelf was £10, but she charged me £15. I complained and tried to get my money back. She refused. I said, "You have to sell things for the price that is marked on the shelf." She said I was wrong and I got a bit cross, but it didn't help. She said, "You can have all the money back, but I can't give it to you for £10. I bought it anyway, but I'm glad I did. Although it's quite expensive, it's a brilliant cap.
4.
It's always a mistake to buy things in a sale. Okay, so everything is much cheaper, but I always ask myself, would you buy it if it was full price? If the answer is no, probably not, then I don't buy it in the sale. In fact, I prefer to buy really good quality clothes, and I don't mind paying a bit more for them. There's a lovely leather jacket that I want, but it costs so much. I only get £6 a week from my parents, so I'll have to wait a while before I can afford it. I'm sure Dad would lend me the money if I asked him, but I'd rather not.
5.
Last month I borrowed some money from my parents to buy a necklace. I don't normally spend a lot of money on myself, and I don't normally borrow money either. But I fell in love with this necklace, although it costs far more than I normally spend on jewellery. Even my mum thought it was expensive. She said, "Why don't you save up for it?" and tried to persuade me not to buy it. But I didn't listen. I bought it anyway. A week after I bought it, I decided I didn't like it after all, so I decided to return it to the shop. But I couldn't find the receipt. The sales assistant refused to give me a refund or to exchange it, which is fair enough. I've wasted a lot of money, and I owe my mum £60.